Paul here with today's tip of the day to help you pass ACLS. Yesterday's episode on high-quality CPR, we reviewed objective measures for ensuring good CPR. One of those measures was end-tidal CO2 using quantitative waveform capnography. Capnography can be used with a BVM device to measure end-tidal CO2 prior to a patient being intubated. A peak waveform of 10 millimeters of mercury is an indicator of adequate chest compressions and ventilations. But what if the waveform is less than 10 or significantly higher than 10? While performing CPR, we should be administering 100% oxygen by attaching supplemental O2 running at least 10 liters a minute and using a BVM with a reservoir. If the CPR coach or another team member notices that the waveform is less than 10, they should speak up and give some critical feedback to the compressor and ventilator, possibly saying something like, "Hey, based on the CO2, it might be a good idea to change positions." Maintaining good chest compressions for at least 80% of the time during a COAT is our goal, and chest compressions is physically demanding. So changing positions every few cycles is a good practice if you have the staff available to do so. In addition to auscultation of bilateral lung fields and epigastric area, waveform capnography is an additional method that can be used to confirm ET tube placement. If there is no waveform on ventilation, the tube should be repositioned to obtain a waveform or removed. The reason this works as a method of placement confirmation is because the stomach doesn't give off CO2 when ventilated like the lungs do. If we notice a sudden rise of CO2 waveform to 35 or more, this could indicate ROSC. Signs of pulse, spontaneous respiration, and responsiveness should be checked at the completion of the next chest compression cycle. For purposes of ACLS, once ROSC is obtained, we should balance our ventilation rate and our O2 concentrations to maintain a pulse ox of 92 to 98% and an end-tidal CO2 of 35 to 45 millimeters of mercury. Remember that pulse ox is not accurate unless the capillary bed is being perfused, so ensure that the patient's blood pressure is above 90 millimeters of mercury and that the pulse on the pulse ox matches the ECG or the patient's last palpated pulse rate. In the inpatient setting, this is usually done with a collaboration between respiratory therapy and the physician that's managing the patient's post-arrest care. I hope that you found today's review of waveform capnography helpful. Thanks for listening, and best of luck with your upcoming class.